USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The first of the nation New Hampshire primary is coming up on Tuesday. And last night, the major Democratic presidential hopefuls attended a Democratic Party dinner. Here's some of what Senator Bernie Sanders had to say.
No matter who wins the Democratic nomination, we are going to come together to defeat the most dangerous president in the history of this country.
2 days to the primary in New Hampshire, and most polls show Pete Buttigieg and Sanders up at the top of the stack. A gunman who killed 26 people in Thailand, shot dead finally by security forces. Authorities believe he was a 32-year-old soldier who first killed his commanding officer and then stole weapons and fired on people in streets and at a nearby shopping mall. 57 people were wounded. This is USA Radio News.
Here is some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance, and it's worked beautifully for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and over the years, members have shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. You're not stuck with a high-cost health plan. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more, and there's no pressure. They are super easy to talk to. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Two U.S. soldiers were killed, six others wounded, during an attack in Afghanistan yesterday. Here's more from USA Radio's Wendy King.
American and Afghan military personnel have been fired on while conducting an operation in Afghanistan's eastern Nangar province. A member of the Nangar Council said it appears to be a surprise attack from within. The Taliban tweeted responsibility for the attack. Last month, a roadside bomb in nearby Kandahar province killed two American service members.
NASA and the European Space Agency will launch a spacecraft to the sun tonight that will photograph the sun's north and south poles. The orbiter is scheduled to take off from Cape Canaveral just after 11 Eastern time. NASA says it'll travel within 26 million miles of the sun and use 10 different instruments to create a one-of-a-kind comprehensive picture of our star's inner workings. This is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
A TV icon has passed away. USA Radio's Wendy King takes a look back.
Actor Robert Conrad, who was best known for the TV show Wild Wild West, has passed away. According to a family spokesperson, Jeff Ballard, Conrad died of heart failure in Malibu, California. Conrad played James T. West, a Secret Service agent during the administration of President Ulysses Grant. West and his partner Artemis Gordon sometimes solved crimes using technology that didn't exist in the 1800s. Conrad said he performed his own stunts on the show. He also played Pappy Boyington on the TV series Baba Black Sheep. He's survived by his 8 children and 18 grandchildren from 2 different marriages. Robert Conrad was 84.
Tonight will be Hollywood's so-called biggest night of the year, as the Academy Awards will be bestowed. But last night, the Adam Sandler drama Uncut Gems was the big winner at the Independent Spirit Awards, the award show for independent cinemas held each year on the night before the Oscars. Uncut Gems picked up 3 awards, including Best Male Lead for Sandler. Awkwafina's dramatic comedy The Farewell took Best Picture. Best Female Lead went to Renee Zellweger for Judy, as she portrayed Judy Garland. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.